This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And this is the DJV program, Tuesday, September the 10th, one third of the way through the month. Woo-ha! With all of us present and accounted for, I'm Doug Steffen. Here, Jennifer Horn. What does it say here?
Here? Oh, sorry. I didn't know. I didn't know this was roll call.
Victoria,
I heard.
Victoria Keelan.
You know.
Here. Present.
Here. Kara Schillen.
Here. Yeah.
Nice. Sorry.
Very exciting.
She's barely here.
All right, let's get to it. What's going on, Jennifer? We have A, B, C, or D. Which one do you want to choose?
I'm going to go with A.
A. Okay. So A, that's the Canadian lead then, right? You're going to Canada for a story. A?
That's more, yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. You want to go see hockey, A?
A,
but it's more of like an A.
I don't want to see hockey.
I do. Love it.
I do.
All right.
I'll go with
Election
you.
Day.
Election Day.
That's
you
right.
You know what they call it in Japan?
We'll no.
A little bit later on. Okay.
Oh.
So today is Tuesday. I thought Election Day was next Tuesday. Most of the local elections, primaries, that kind of stuff for statewide government in most states was next Tuesday. Am I wrong?
On the third Tuesday of the month?
Yes. Why? What am I missing?
No, it's okay. No, today really is election day, though, if you're in North Carolina. And a lot of attention on this race. It's a congressional race in North Carolina. I can't remember which district it is, but it is in Fayetteville, or if you're from North Carolina, Fettville, as my family would say.
Yeah.
Fettville, that's right.
Yeah.
And this is a tight race. And again, everybody on both sides of the aisle are saying, oh, the outcome of this race is going to tell us who's going to win the presidency. You know, there's always lots of implications about whether or not it's going to go to the Democrat or to the Republican. But President Trump was in Fettville last night urging the crowd to vote for the Republican candidate, Dan Bishop, and talking about what could happen if they lost that seat, that Republican-held seat. So the stakes are high. These rallies obviously do help the Republican candidate. They bring a lot of people out. Dan Bishop was out there. This race was actually a redo of a 2018 race where there was like cheating and voter fraud involved. So this is actually a do-over between the Democrat and the Republican candidate. And again, a lot of pundits are saying this is going to be indicative of what will happen in 2020. If Republicans keep the seat, this bodes well for Trump. If the Democrats are able to flip the seat, then there's trouble ahead for the Trump administration. So that's why there's a lot of national implications on this. What could
be
considered?
Is that really true, or is that just some?
Well, that's what the talking heads are going to say for the next year, that the tides are going to turn, or that everything is smooth sailing. So that's why I think there's a lot of people watching today to see what happens.
Okay, are you watching?
Yeah.
A big day for you. So with the Trumpsters. The folks at the National Oceanic and What's This Administration, according to some of the yak that's around, were told by somebody in the White House not to contradict President Trump's claims that Hurricane Dorian was going to have some impact in Alabama. It all became kind of laughable, but as you know, with some of the Trump haters, he's always wrong about everything. He looked pretty silly here, and so I wonder whether there's anything to this or not. And so I ask you, I guess I ask everybody, in terms of what you believe, and is it important? Is there impact to this? He just took the Sharpie and put a circle around it. I don't believe that he did that.
I don't believe that he took a Sharpie and Sharpied the map. I think somebody handed it to him. I think, and somebody came
handed
out.
Handed him the map, not the Sharpie.
Yeah. Do you really imagine the president taking a Sharpie and Sharpieing the picture? I mean, I don't. I mean, maybe people with a lesser opinion of him may think that, but I don't think that.
Well, but what is this about then? Are the people that know they don't like Trump and they're trying to make him look bad?
No, I think he was actually given a briefing that included Alabama, and then probably the projection changed again. And from what I've heard, he was given the briefing very early on, and then I think the trajectory of the storm changed or whatever happened. And he went with it because that was in his brain from 2 weeks ago, because it was going to be the biggest, worst hurricane ever, and he always likes making a point about the biggest and worst and the biggest and the best, and he likes to make big, grandiose statements. And so that was in his head. He probably talked about it. It was probably a mistake. He probably shouldn't have. But somebody at some point came forward and said they did give him that briefing that included Alabama. So should he have fought this out for a week? No, that's silly. But he was trying to save face for whatever reason he does that. But I mean, I don't know. I think there are so many bigger problems to worry about that this is just more fodder for the people who either like him or hate him to have a conversation about nothing.
Mm. All right. Well, it's just kind of a conversation about nothing. Meanwhile, Hurricane Dorian is off. I guess if you follow the track of it, you were yesterday, Victoria, talking about how it was off the coast of Nova Scotia, pretty much gone now. But if you go back, if you backtrack the storm and its survivors, the Bahamas is the worst of all of, you know, situationally. And so there were some of the people who were on a ferry boat that was supposed to be going to Florida. Right before the boat was supposed to sail, a loud speaker announcement instructed passengers who didn't have a visa to get off. So was that because of customs people? The customs folks.
There seems to be a conflict with this story because the Border Patrol people, I guess, were the ones who ordered that everyone needed to have an American visa, but at the same time, the people who were on the ferry said, well, wait a minute, we were told if we had a Bahamian passport that that was good enough, so just to evacuate, and I guess there was confusion in the policy, or I'm not sure who was really in charge, if anyone, but it's pretty terrible to think that, you know, these people were on their way to getting out of a storm, and then were told, no, sorry, just kidding, you got to get off the boat now, and just ride out the storm. It's pretty awful.
Yeah. Well, so how do we find out what the truth is? Where do you get to the facts?
I've seen lots. I don't know. I've seen
kind
lots
like
of
the Noah thing.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen lots of different reporters trying to investigate, looking into it. Local news down in Miami apparently seems to be covering this more because the ferry should have gone to Miami. So, or it did go, just without a lot of the people from the Bahamas. So, I'm sure some of this will come out more in the light because it's a pretty big slap in the face to people who are desperate to get away and get to shelter, I think.
You need to make exceptions to the rules. There's always an exception
to
the rules.
So you keep people on the boat, you know? If you don't want to dock, then you keep people on the boat. That's pretty simple. Right. You get to Miami, and Miami wasn't hit at all. We have friends in South Beach who didn't even have to evacuate. So it just seems like there could have been some common sense solutions, and I don't know if it's red tape or if it's I don't know what it is that kind of drives these horrible decisions, but
well, it's just weird because they can always come to the U.S. with a passport and like a paper saying that they have a clean police record. So everyone on the boat had that, and then to suddenly say, okay, we're not following the same rules we've always followed before, now it's something different.
Exactly.
I'm just looking around at some of these Trump stories, and I'm trying to figure out whether there's something to them or is this just more piling on, or is it just the time when for whatever the reason, there's a lot more focus. Here's another story about the administration taking steps to so supposedly strengthen sanctions against Cuba, which is a move that, in my mind, is absolutely stupid. This is the dumbest thing. Cuban Americans, how much money they can be sending over there. The Treasury Department.
Here's my question about this. So they want to limit it to, what, $1,000?
$1,000, yep, yeah. for
how
quarter.
Can anyone,
$4,000 a year.
But how can anyone tell you what to do with your money? If you earn your own money and you want to send it to grandma, how can anyone prevent that? I don't even understand how that's constitutional.
I don't understand the aggressive behavior against Cuba, frankly. If you're going to be aggressive, if you're being aggressive with China, China is a much more dangerous connection than Cuba is. It just doesn't, it has never made any sense. It didn't make any
Cuba,
sense.
Well, Cuba, don't forget, Cuba just attacked us.
We're making a deal with them.
Well, not anymore.
No,
but they, don't you remember when they were using those sound waves to kill people's ears?
Yes, I do.
But it turns out it wasn't that.
It wasn't those sound waves.
Remember, it was those weird cricket things. It wasn't actually sound waves.
The Russian cricket.
Down in Cuba. We talked about that. We talked about it on the show.
That's
not even what happened. Yeah.
Nah, it doesn't make.
I don't get it either. Do we not like cigars?
So,
I don't get it.
And then, all right. So then I need to get some. I need some clarity on this business with the president calling on the House to change its rules to let senior lawmakers keep the committee chairmanships beyond the 6-year term limit. This is the counter to drain the swamp. I thought we were trying to get rid of the old lawmakers, whether they're Republicans or Democrats or the people. Is it members of the House and Senate that we're trying to drain out, or is it bureaucrats, people who have been in their jobs? Who is in the swamp that we're trying to get rid of would be my question.
So wait, I don't know what this rule is. So this is saying that even if you're not holding office anymore, you can hold a committee position?
Apparently, because of the, how many, 6 or 8 GOP members said that they're not going to rerun? Jennifer, I don't
more
know.
More than that, about 12 or 14 are retiring,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So there are new races, and of course they're all worried about whether they can hold on to the House or take back the Senate or whatever it is. Trump yesterday said the answer for the Republicans is to do away with the 6-year self-imposed limit. Republicans have a limit on how long members can serve as chairs. It was created back in 1994 to ensure there was new leadership.
Democrats don't have the same rule. They don't keep that same rule for themselves.
So change it to go back to the Democratic, to do what the Democrats did or do.
So anyone can stay in position for as long as they're in office.
But how does that keep people in office?
Because they're retiring once. Okay, so they reach the pinnacle of becoming a committee chair, and then they decide, okay, well, I've done that for my 6 years. I'm going to get out.
Oh, I see. Let's get out.
And
get
so they retire.
Right. Okay. All right. So I can understand that. But you understand what I'm saying? There's a whole wave of let's get Trump stuff today. Some of it seems to make sense, and some of it just is. The Cuban thing, of all of them, is the dumbest. It really is.
I just don't understand legally how they can tell you what to do with your own money.
I don't know either. I just think the whole attitude they have toward Cuba is dumb. Dumb. Here's something that makes a lot of sense as we talk about MyPillow, the amazing company that is today the biggest pillow manufacturer in our country. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, is giving back, as I have noted over the past month or so. And you get the great discounts on all of MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio commercial tab, and then enter the promo code DJV. Save a lot of money on pillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, so much more. The body pillow, $89.99. Promo code DJV is $29.99. Remember, all of MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio commercial tab and enter the promo code DJV and save a lot of money on body pillows and standard and queen size platinum premium pillows. Lots, I think up to 66% actually. So use the promo code again, DJV at MyPillow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jennifer, are you happy we have the Backstreet Boys on?
I love the Backstreet Boys. You know that, Dougie.
I do. That's why I asked you. 24 after the hour on the DJV program. Music time for this hour with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug, and the Backstreet Boys. Backstreet Boys and DJ Steve. Is it Okai? I guess
Aoki.
Aoki, okay.
Aoki, yeah.
Teamed up there together. New track. The music is called Let It Be Me. Aoki? Okay.
Aoki.
Oh, Aoki. Him too.
Him too.
Like, it's almost like A-OK, only
A-OK. A-OK.
Says A-OK is going to run against AOC, I think, for Congress, right?
I hope so. Anyway, they say being able to work with these guys was so organic and effortless, collaborating with a group that I've been listening to since I was a kid, such a memorable moment for me. This song has a beautiful message, relates to a lot of different people overcoming challenges. When you love someone, and love always wins in the end. I'm really proud of this one, and I know it'll touch a lot of people. So this is the opposite of a lot of songs that bemoan the end of romantic relationships. This is all about keeping it going, right? Is that what this is? Is that what the song
is? I haven't really heard the whole song, but I just like the beat.
Kara, let's listen to it for a second, get the lyrics.
Kills me, I'm begging you, please. If you're gonna hurt someone, let it be me.
All right, you're gonna hurt someone.
Let it be me.
So,
this is a banger. I like this.
Let it be me.
So, I'm not understanding how this is a song about overcoming challenges.
No one analyzes Backstreet Boy lyrics.
I
just
know.
Let's just go with that.
Okay. All right.
They're not that
just
deep.
Have fun with it. Yeah.
This is going to be a big hit in the club.
This DJ released his memoir, Blue, The Color of Noise, last week, has Las Vegas DJ sets standing well into the fall. So is that where this guy's from, is Vegas?
He is a legendary DJ in Vegas. Yeah. I don't. Jen, you've been to Vegas a bunch of times. I don't know if you've ever seen one of his shows, but
no.
He's a pretty
good
deal.
What does a disc jockey do? What kind of shows does a disc jockey...
Something that I avoid like the plague. I mean, DJs, they host big club events, so a lot of people come in and dance, and they'll kind of pump up the crowd. So it's really what it's the huge thing to do in Vegas is to go to pool parties with DJs, or you go to clubs late with DJs. It's like a big deal for the 20-something set when they go to Vegas.
All right.
Does that make you feel relevant?
Listen, I'm all over the 20 or something.
Yeah. You'll find me at Gilly's sitting at dancing to pre-recorded music.
Let's see where we can find Britney Spears. This has been an ongoing thing here between her ex-husband and her father and the court and what her psychological state is. Her psychiatrist died suddenly in the middle of a court-ordered review of her conservatorship case. And a lot of people are wondering what happens or what's going to happen when it goes before a new judge next week. Dr. Timothy Benson died from an aneurysm in August. That's a lousy way to go. Oof. Especially at the age of 48. The evaluation of Spears' conservatorship case was ordered in May after Britney appeared in court and her lawyer said that she planned to testify about her medical care, her minor children, and some trade secrets. Her mom, Lynn, attended that closed-door hearing amid reports she was concerned about her daughter's mental state and treatment. Her father, Jamie Spears, has been at the helm of the conservatorship since 2008, after Britney was admitted to a psychiatric hospital against her will. And the father asked last week to temporarily step down from the leadership role, citing some health issues. He's also the subject of an investigation into claims he got physical with Spears' eldest son during a visit last month. He allegedly busted through a door and grabbed the teen during an argument. It sounds like this whole family is a whack job.
Yeah. Huh? There's a lot of drama. Yeah. It just makes you wonder, these kids, I know.
Yeah, exactly.
They've been through a lot.
28 After on the DJV program.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's a great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After weeks of indications that peace talks between the U.S. and the Taliban in Afghanistan may be close to yielding a deal, President Trump says those talks are dead now.
They thought that they had to kill people in order to put themselves in a little better negotiating position. When they did that, they killed 12 people. One happened to be a great American soldier. Can't do that with me, so they're dead.
The president speaking to reporters as he was leaving the White House yesterday to head for a rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina, where he was stumping for the Republican in a special U.S. House election on Tuesday, Dan Bishop.
Our great Republican candidate, Dan Bishop, will fight with everything he has to stop sanctuary cities and defend the people of this great state.
Bishop will face Democrat Dan McCready, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Easy on the ears. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara Schillen is back to controls in our studio in Washington on the Tuesday edition of the DJV program with people in the news, starting with trouble in the Palin paradise. Or is it paradise? Maybe not such a paradise. It's a paradox, maybe not a paradise.
Yeah.
So what...
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin and her husband Todd Palin are getting divorced after 31 years of marriage. And according to the court filings, they are both 55 years old, and it's a long time being married for 31 years if you're only 55. They eloped in 31 years ago. I guess they were young. They have five kids together.
Did they grow up in both of them from Alaska?
I believe so.
So that explains it, because nothing else to do.
Well,
I mean, look at
her
daughter. How many times, how many babies has her daughter had since she was a teenager?
I don't know. I haven't kept up with any of that. But
I think her daughter lives in Arizona, so I don't know if that's quite the excuse.
Well, but I think...
Or at least she was living there for a while.
She got hot after she got told.
Right, wasn't okay. her daughter on one of the MTV teen pregnancy
teen mom.
Shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
Teen Mom.
Only,
yeah.
I think only for a season. I don't know how well that worked out. Mm.
Well, she had two other kids after that, but...
Yeah. Well, the only kid who's underage is 11-year-old Trig, and so they filed for joint custody of Trig and division of their assets and things like that. Now, Todd Palin was actually the one who filed. He cited, quote, incompatibility of temperament between the parties and that they find it impossible to live together as husband and wife.
What does that mean?
I guess just found out after 31 years.
I know. We don't have matching temperaments. I guess that's what that means. So, yeah, they eloped in 1988.
Okay.
And,
let's dig into this. Well, first of all, they were how old? 22, 23 when they got married, if you take the numbers aside. So, right there, that's the odds are against you. You're way too young. Hello.
It's kind of a miracle that they lasted 31 years.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
I lasted 7. And that was a stretch. So, yeah. I mean, and I think that the people that are taking pot shots, she's easy to take pot shots at, but in this circumstance, I think people, it's nobody else's business.
Well, they're far enough removed now from the public eye.
Yeah.
Remember she had a reality show, Sarah Palin's Wild Alaska. I forget what network it was on. She had that for a while. She wrote a book, I think did a book tour or whatever. I think he wrote a book, maybe. I'm not sure, but... They're out of the public eye now, so maybe they've been just kind of staying together for publicity, and now they don't need to.
No. Right. And where does she live? He's still up there. Does she live up there, or does she live down
She's
here?
She's still in Alaska, the last
She's
I heard.
There, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what does she do? What does she do to...
I don't know.
Make a living? Yeah. Okay.
Wasn't she quoted as saying being governor was hard? So I don't think she's doing anything in politics.
Right. No.
I don't know.
Next person in the news is Dr. Oz... who his name is Mehmet Oz, revealing his mother has Alzheimer's disease and that he didn't notice the signs ahead of the diagnosis. He wrote on Instagram and his website that he was caught off guard after learning his mother, whose name is Suna, and she's 81, has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Hearing the official diagnosis is devastating, he said, but just as painful for me was the realization the signs were all there, all along, and I overlooked them. When my mom's stubbornness increased, I simply blamed it on her getting older. My sister noticed she started doing her makeup differently for the first time in 60 years, but kept that to herself. When my mom started giving some of her belongings away to people she didn't know, barely knew, I thought she was just trying to lighten her load following my father's passing, but these seemingly subtle changes were in fact the first indicators of Alzheimer's. Oz outlined 6 symptoms. He does this all the time. He's in publications everywhere and is talking about Alzheimer's every week on the Newsmax. So that pretty much all the time. So it is a kind of surprising. I think he actually does. He's a very interesting character, does interesting things on his program. But I think sometimes you get wrapped up in what you're doing. You kind of lose your family. I think that happens. But for the record... He says these are the things to monitor. A, challenges in planning. B, confusing time and place. C, difficulty completing tasks. D, trouble understanding visuals. E, misplacing things and not being able to retrace your steps. And F, problems with words. He also said after getting tested at the Alzheimer's Prevention Clinic following his mother's diagnosis, he has a copy of the APOE4 gene that puts him at higher risk for getting Alzheimer's himself. He was instructed to lower his cholesterol, add high-intensity interval training to his exercise program, and improve his associative memory. He noted that lowering blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar levels can lower your risk of Alzheimer's disease. So if you have high blood pressure, it's really it can be a problem. It's all about blood and circulation. That's all it is. So... you can take a cognitive face name placement test. I'm going to do that again this year when I go to Denver for my checkup with a fellow. You're talking about the cognitive
face name placement? What is that?
There's a group of tests that go along with this. I took the test at Zeriscan 10 years ago. Remember that, Jennifer, when I
do.
And everybody was all shook
and you
up.
Were,
everybody.
Well, you were very depressed
I was pretty
when you came
up.
Back. And
I was very
what's
impressed.
Going on?
But I also was shook up because... There were indications, at least not in the test that I took. I've taken the test a couple of times since then, but in what they saw in my brain, or didn't see in my brain, or what, you know, the kind of stuff they compared.
You had a raisin rattling around in there.
What was missing?
I have the left temporal side of my head. When I was 3 years old, I fell down a set of stairs and whacked my head against a steel, what do they call it? The door guard, if you will, and cut my head open, and I have the scar. The scar is still there. But that side of my head above my eye in this Cerascan was black. And ooh. So the indication was that there may be some down the road from, what I think he said, Jennifer, 7 to 10 years, I would show early signs of some kind of cognitive problem. Fortunately, I went to see the world's foremost expert in Alzheimer's at Mass General, and he gave me this test, and he said, you have another, you haven't got anything to worry about. Because the brain compensates sometimes, depending on what you do with it, how you use it. And unbeknownst to me, the way I cognitively relate to things, tell stories, remember things, and in this circumstance, I guess because I have been a vocabularist, if there's such a word, always interested in vocabulary information, I've trained my brain to do things that most people don't do. And that wasn't something I did on purpose. I just did it because that's the way I am. And that's been very fortunate for me, because apparently it pushes off whatever the problems are.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So,
well, maybe this explains why you love space so much, because you literally have a black hole in your head. So that, like, could completely explain a lot of things.
Okay, very nice. Oprah Winfrey was responsible for discovering Dr. Oz. She's also making noise today. She's launching a wellness arena tour. And she got to be taking, I'm looking through this, is she taking, she and...
she's going to have, like, you know, her usual...
speakers tour.
Yeah. And she's going to have some of her favorite experts and, well, you know, probably spiritual people and dietitians.
Yes.
And
right, yeah.
Maybe
right.
Marianne Williamson, I don't know.
That could be. Yeah, she'd be, and she's always, with Chopra, they do a motivational thing all the time.
They call it Oprah and Chopra. So that's
Oprah and Chopra. They don't really call it that, do they?
Yeah.
Do they really?
Huh. Yeah.
No, OC. You're yanking my chain.
Yeah, you're right.
Nah, you are yanking. Come on. Jennifer. All right, today is, and I went for it, actually. It was good. They are. If they aren't using that, they ought to. Frankly, that's good. Roll right off those words. Roll right off your tongue. Right? The Oprah Chopra Show.
You could do a morning show.
Could be. Not on radio, though. Please, we don't need any more competition. Today is World Suicide Prevention Day. Each year, it's observed on September the 10th. Every 40 seconds now, somebody takes his or her own life. That's about 800,000 people every year. Can you imagine? 800,000 people a year around the world commit suicide. Some people say it's closer, the number's closer to a million. Suicide, the leading cause of death for people from the age of 15 to 29. That's one of the reasons that the death, that the charts are going down. You know, the average age for a woman was 79.8 years, and for men, 76.7 or something. That number's going down. The rest of the world, the number's going up. The rest of the civilized world, and our numbers are going down because of suicides. So, going back to 1960, when this all was started, the International Association for Suicide Prevention started in Vienna. The first worldwide suicide prevention day was held in 2003 by the World Health Organization and the Suicide Prevention Group. The public health priority was proclaimed in 2014 in the state. The first World Health Organization World Suicide Report, entitled Preventing Suicide, a Global Imperative, aimed to make suicide prevention a high priority on the global public health agenda. I'm not sure that it's doing any good. If there is an outreach, I don't see that the numbers keep going up. And what is it that makes people your age, Kara, want to commit suicide? Why do your friends... I say that.
Well, hopefully, hopefully none of my friends do feel that way.
You know what I'm saying.
I think they're just, for a lot of people, feels, I mean, first of all, a lot of people have depression, which is not necessarily something that is caused by anything if you're born with it and you're just dealing with it. But I think that a lot of people also just feel an overwhelming stress, and it gets to a point where they feel like they can't deal with it anymore. Yeah. And that seems to be the only way to deal with it. I don't know.
It's when you lose hope, you know?
That hopeless it's like, feeling. Unfortunately, you know, many people don't know that their friends are dealing with it. And then once they commit suicide, you can no longer ask them, you know, what was wrong or what was happening. So, I don't know.
Do you know anybody that's happened to? Have you been anybody in your circle of friends that has taken that?
Yeah, I know a few people over the last couple of years, and it's it's pretty tough to deal with. It's a pretty horrible thing.
It is terrible. I mean, the two people in my life, but were older, both men, and had suffered from depression that people didn't realize how bad it was. So, but they were older. So, luckily, no one my age. I haven't experienced that with anyone younger. But it doesn't matter what it is. It just ruins lives and left behind.
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly does. It's horrible. So, all right, let's brighten it up a little. I don't know if this is brighter or not. Lynn Swann, who is the athletic director at USC, a well-known athlete himself, has resigned from his position there. Why is that? What's the scuttlebutt in L.A. about Lynn Swann? Was pretty popular. He led the athletic department there to 5 national championships in different women's and men's sports. And was highly thought of as far as I mean, I even know who the guy is, and I'm not a sports follower. So, well, what do you make of this? Anything, Jennifer, anything local?
It was a big story locally, just because he had a lot of leadership that I think people look to, both in the administration of USC and, you know, for athletes. I think it was a big deal. But he thought it was the right thing to do to let someone new come in and build up the teams there. So Dave Roberts is going to serve as the interim athletic director until they can get a permanent person in place.
And so the Red Sox, who had a guy, this is a very interesting story. The Red Sox fired their president, the guy who was in charge of basically the architect of the World Series, Dave Dombrowski, who was a former player.
Good Italian, huh?
Yeah, right. Good Italian.
Well, did you see the other Red Sox story?
Which, no, I didn't.
That big poppy threw out the first pitch?
Oh, yes, he was there last night.
Oh, so he's back? Is he back to normal? Or?
I mean, he looks pretty good. Yeah, everyone looks so excited. He was able to run out. He threw the pitch fine. He looked really happy. Everyone in the crowd was screaming. Yeah, it looked really nice.
Yeah. So anyway, this guy, Dombrowski, I wonder if they put Poppy in that position, actually. He was the one that made all the moves last year to help the Red Sox win the World Series. And this year, he made a lot of changes that seemed to get in the way of that sort of thing. So they fire. It's unusual to fire somebody like this at this point in the season. Usually they wait till the end of the season. But they figured out they're not going to make even the playoffs.
Sorry, what did you say?
Jen's back.
Those Dodgers. Damn those Dodgers.
Could you repeat that, please?
No, I want you to tell us what's on TV tonight. Help yourself.
I was hoping we could talk more about how the Red Sox aren't going to win.
Yeah.
All right, tonight on television, in the sports vein, Dennis Rodman, who was the former bad boy of the NBA and obviously big fodder for the tabloids, is going to be the subject of Rodman for Better or Worse on the new 30 for 30. This is a really cool thing that ESPN does, and Dennis Rodman will be probably a pretty exciting one of these. You can check it out on ESPN at 6 p.m. Also, if you're interested in Hatfields and McCoys, the American Experience features that story on PBS tonight at 9 o'clock. And Ghosted, Love Gone Missing, is new tonight at 9 on MTV. It's a spinoff of Catfish.
Wow. I watched that. That's very exciting.
Me too.
10 before the hour.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Staples gives your business more for less.
It's where I get more peace of mind knowing my ink is in stock. It's where I get more done with my day because I'm in and out fast. And where I get more savings since it's always low priced.
And now, buy one HP ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer and get a second 30% off. Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at staples.com. Staples, for all your business essentials and beyond.
Ends 9/14/19. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See staples.com/HPBOGO or store for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350-350.
Now, 56, whoops, wait a minute, 53 past the hour. That's the first time I've made that mistake. It's Tech Talk time here on the DJB program with Victoria Keelan coming right in to bring us some important technology news. That's this is not tech for techies. This is tech for people like me. We need to understand.
Tech for regular people.
Tech for regular people, exactly. There's
average Joes.
Yes.
You're just an average Joe.
I'm an average Joe. That's everybody says. Average Doug. Just plain Doug, that's what they call me. One of the Pentagon's most secretive agencies is developing some custom software. What's that all about?
Yeah, this is, depending on where you stand, I guess, with government, this is either seriously horrifying or this is great news. So you decide. DARPA is the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Now, like you said, Doug, this is one of the most secretive agencies of the Pentagon. They are developing custom software that will show basically fake news and unearth fakes that are hidden among more than 500,000 stories and photos and video and audio clips. Because we know, you know, the most famous example is the doctored video of Nancy Pelosi looking like she was drunk and slurring her words, and the video had been doctored. And so that's what they call a deep fake. And so people believed that that's really what was going on with Nancy Pelosi. And this is a big problem. We all know that there's a lot of fake news. There are deep fakes out there and lots of doctored images and video. So now DARPA, apparently once upon a time, they were known for helping to invent the internet, but also for developing horrible privacy invading projects like LifeLog, which was a program that gathered in a single place just about everything an individual says, sees, or does. This is the kind of stuff that Edward Snowden was talking about. And so DARPA NASA is now involved. They want more control of the news. And so they're developing an analysis program called Semaphore and an image analysis program called Metaphor, designed to prevent the use of fake images or text, but it will also allow them to control the flow of information in general. So this is where people kind of go, ooh, am I for this or am I against this? Now, the fake news thing, that we've been hearing this a lot. The fake news term actually kind of came into the public view 3 years ago. Tech experts uncovered Macedonian troll farms, and they outed pranksters like the late Paul Horner. If you don't remember that guy, he's the one who actually convinced Fox News to do a story that Barack Obama was funding a Muslim culture museum. Completely fake. He admitted later on it was just a hoax, but Fox News ran with the story, and then now we've got fake news. So there's never been a news regulator in this country, which is, I think, something we all agree this is probably a good thing. However, with DARPA moving closer in this direction and the Pentagon potentially controlling the news information flow, when is it going to be China? You know, we're heading in that direction. Some critics are saying that in a few years, we're actually going to remember this time and look back and think, oh, we probably should have been more alarmed when the Pentagon announced that they want to regulate the news. So who knows? But something to keep an eye open on.
I don't trust government no way, shape, or form, no matter what the agency is.
Yeah, this is Big Brother to the nth degree.
Right. And just they're interested in themselves, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Again, back to draining the swamp. Okay, next up, if you ask Equifax for $125, you need to update your request. What, $125?
Right.
I thought they didn't. Yesterday, I saw something about the settlement having been reached. Is that what this is about?
Settlement was reached in July. That was $700 million, and then it set aside $31 million for consumers who were then going to claim money and, you know, hardship and things like that. Then it actually, they came back and said, well, you're not going to get more than $125. And then they came back and said, actually,
nothing.
You might actually get about $4. So if you did apply for money through Equifax, you also had to request 4 years of credit monitoring that Equifax would do free of charge. Here's the thing. A lot of people didn't know that you had to say yes to both. People, they made it seem like either you take the $125 or you get the credit monitoring. Turns out in the small print, because this is what Equifax does, you had to choose both. And if you didn't, you don't get anything. You don't get either one. So if you did request the money, here's the thing, though. But if you did request the money, you have until October 15th to go back onto the site and correct and update your request so that you are requesting credit monitoring and the check as well. So if this is something that's important to you and you've been involved in this, get back onto the site. You've got until October 15th.
What a bunch of no good
SOBs. The hoops that people have to jump through is just insane.
It just shows you what they're all about. 59 past the hour. We're all about information on the DJV program.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.